We know there are times where you're just too busy to sort through the mass of information that comes your way. So to make it easier for you to stay informed, subscribe to The Morning Agenda, WITF's news podcast, where the only agenda is you.
Funding for The Spark is provided by Capital Blue Cross, focused on creating a healthier future for our communities through innovations like its Capital Blue Cross Connect Health and Wellness Centers, which provide in-person services and inspire healthy living. Learn more at capitalbluecross.com. The Spark is also supported by UPMC. Choose UPMC for your family's health care needs close to home. Visit upmc.com/centralPA for a complete list of services and locations.
Our next guest is Devin Langdon, who is the founder and current president of the American Marketing Association of Central Pennsylvania, which is an organization that is bridging the gap between the marketing world and the general population and is connecting marketers in the mid-state to create a creative coalition of marketers in this digital landscape. So, Devin, can you tell us exactly what is the American Marketing Association of Central Pennsylvania?
Absolutely. So the American Marketing Association of Central PA, AMA, Central PA, as I like to say, is a chapter of the National Association of American Marketing Association, which is the largest marketing association in the nation. And so our chapter is a regional chapter that's made up of Hershey, Harrisburg, Lancaster, York, kind of the hilly area of Central PA.
Yes, and how important is it to not only have this national organization, but to have these localized, regionalized chapters?
It's so important having the localized network because that's how you get to find your mentors, you get an impact on the local community, help educate, and get people to get involved with the local community.
Now, we talked a little bit about this off air when you walked in talking about it's a ghost town. And, you know, we talked about the pandemic and how life at work kind of changed. So with marketing, how has the marketing field, the marketing industry changed post-COVID? Because I'm guessing here that it changed drastically.
It's really interesting how it changed post-COVID. I've seen personally a big shift towards the digital side of marketing. You know, before COVID, everybody was doing events.
Yeah.
And then we had everything stopped. But business kept having to go.
Yeah.
You still had to help your employees to keep their jobs. You still had to put food on the table.
Absolutely.
So how do businesses get in front of their ideal clients without actually being physically in front of them? And so the shift towards the digital is the trend that I notice, in particularly search engine optimization, which is allowing people to rank up top on Google, on Yahoo, on all the other different search engines. So that way, when people search for a particular keyword, that company comes to mind, and you start being able to see the same company over and over again.
Yeah, yeah. Now, with this shift with digital marketing, how does, you know, the traditional marketing mind now make this shift?
So I think there's a lot of similarities between the traditional marketing and the digital marketing because a lot of it still comes down to the psychology aspect, which is a part of it that really fascinates me. As you know, certain colors resonate certain messages.
Yeah.
Certain language resonates with certain audiences. And so it comes down to the basics. Know your audience. Who are they? How do they identify themselves? And what do they want? And then convey the message in a similar manner that resonates with them. So instead of doing the print and the handouts, you're shifting more to, you know, online blog messaging and just focusing on the marketing funnel, which is, you know, educating to helping them decide on where to go.
And for the American Marketing Association. Now, this is going to sound like a dumb question here, but why was it created? Why was it started, especially the chapter here in Central Pennsylvania?
So, excellent question. it's when I started getting into marketing for Langan Financial Group, I had a great network, but I didn't have anyone that I could really talk to about marketing. I had a lot of smart people that I could talk to, but I was looking for someone that I could share ideas with. Yeah. They could tell me, Devin, that's a terrible idea. what are you thinking? And so as I was looking for a local group to find, I was having trouble finding one that I could join. So it ended up with trying to start one, and that's when I reached out to the national chapter and said, hey, is there one in our region? And when they said no, I asked them if I could start one. And so it kind of started there, and I started reaching out to people as I met at different groups and asking if they wanted to be part of it. And eventually the response was overwhelming.
I believe it. I believe it. Yeah, I remember I went to one of your events at the Ware Center. It was it was kind of like a retreat conference kind of thing, and I was just amazed and just blow back about just the evolution of marketing and then the expansion of digital marketing. So how has social media played a role in the expansion of marketing?
So social media is really interesting because you're trying to create a persona that resonates with whoever your clients are. And you have to be very careful because, as you know, things in text don't always get portrayed the way you want them to be portrayed.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've gotten in trouble myself where I'll be texting my wife and say, hey, that sounds great. And she's like, well, what do you mean that sounds great? And things are easily able to get misconstrued.
Yes, absolutely.
So with social media, a lot of people want to be the Wendy's of the world where they have those quips and they're getting shared, but that's not necessarily easy to do. And I see a laziness where people just kind of reshare things and they don't really – they're not adding their spin. If you share an article in the news that you found interesting, explain why you found that interesting.
Yeah.
Because just sharing it, your audience isn't going to care. You're one of a million people trying to get in front of those individuals. And so how can you differentiate yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, that's something that always got to me because, especially for those public figures, I would see a lot of resharing of articles, and then they would just put thoughts with the question mark. And I'm like, all right, well, there's no context here. What are your thoughts, or are you just trying to be clickbaity here and just want the views and expressions and everything? So I always thought about that. Like, it's just weird that you're not giving us your opinion here. So with the American Marketing Association of Central Pennsylvania chapter, how do y'all aim to educate the up and coming marketers, the new marketers, so to speak?
Yeah, so we're doing our very best to try and reach everyone that we can. Mm. But focusing on the younger generation, we actually have a collegiate chapter that's responsible for getting in front of the local colleges and helping them start their own AMA student chapters.
Mm.
So we have the resources available to help streamline the process because you need bylaws. There's a certain process that sometimes gets a little confusing. So we have a chapter at York College set up. We have a chapter at Messiah University, at Shippensburg, Bloom. We have, I think, about 7 local colleges, universities that now have chapters that we're helping either get them started, bring them speakers.
Mm.
We look for internships. And we try and help them just navigate the career as best as we can.
Yeah, that is wonderful because I know for myself, I never knew that, this is going to expose me to America here, but I never looked at marketing as a viable industry to work in. I always thought of it as like a one-off because I was into broadcasting, so I looked at it as, oh, okay, well, yeah, there's the marketing division, that's a part of CNN, that's a part of the news team, but diving into this, especially during the pandemic and when I was running my own digital media company, I really learned to have this respect for the marketing industry. So for yourself, how do you navigate through those misconceptions of marketing? Because I know that I'm not the only one that was like, oh, marketing is a one-off. How do you all navigate through those misconceptions?
Absolutely. And I've been at fault to that myself.
Mm.
And it's just a matter of just education, having conversations. Yeah. The more you engage with people in the marketing community, the more you realize that there's such a skill set involved. And you don't realize the specialties in things from, you know, there's people that specialize in just branding and in focus groups, in the technical side of SEO or content writing or design, or the list goes on and on. And it's really amazing. I'm so lucky to be able to have these in-depth conversations with our members to learn about what they're passionate about. And the more I talk to them, the more I get educated myself on how things are done and the complexities, and the more we're able to share with the general public about them. And one thing we're hoping to share more coming up is actually August 8th, we're going to be having a marketing conference held at Harrisburg University to help educate the population on, you know, some neat things going on in marketing, what they can do, and focusing on actual take-home items that small business owners or other marketers can go and apply at their current position.
Well, Devin, I will say this. It sounds like you're reading my notes, because I was certainly about to bring up the marketing conference. But before I do, and before we go to our first break here, somebody that is interested in marketing, how should they state this interest, and what should be the next thing that they should do?
So if you're interested in marketing, you know, come to one of our events. How you find out about our events, you can either follow us on LinkedIn or Facebook, sign up for our newsletter on our website, amacentralpa.com, or feel free to reach out to any one of us that's a member, including myself. I'm happy to chat with anyone about what's going on. We're always looking for volunteers, always looking for ways to get people involved. And if you're looking, if you're a small business owner out there looking for an intern, or you're looking for a higher position, let us know. We want to help you find the people that are the right fit for your business.
You did mention this marketing conference that is happening August 8th here in Harrisburg. My first question is, what is it and why are you all putting this on?
So the Marketing Association's conference is a way for us to help further educate and extend the network of local marketers as well as small business owners in the area. Our goal is also to have people get in front of potential interviewees for interns, for entry-level positions, other positions they may be hiring for. And so we've been developing a three-level track. One is strategy and leadership. One track is for industry innovation and industry trends. And the other one is for students. And so it's going to be 9 different sessions total. Currently, we have proposals open, but we have about 25 RFPs that's already been received for speakers, and we're expecting about another 5 to 10. So we're really excited about the opportunity that we're going to be able to provide to kind of get people an idea of what's going on, how they can further their position, their careers, and meet their goals.
Now, is this conference just for those entrepreneurs, or is it for people that work in marketing industries? Like, for instance, I'm thinking about my wife. My wife is a digital marketer for Capital Blue Cross. Could she attend this?
Oh, absolutely. So this is for all marketers and for all small business owners. As you know, small business owners have to wear multiple hats.
Yes.
So marketing is one of them. And so we want to make sure that we're able to help them educate and get going what the issues that they're trying to resolve for their marketing. But a lot of this is going to be focused like solely on the marketing practitioners as well.
Yeah. So so how important is it to have other marketers in the same, you know, realm, in the same space, share the same space with other marketers and building that network? How important is that for a marketer, especially for an up-and-coming one?
I think it's vital because, you know, in some instances, people are always nervous to share because of their competition. That's completely understandable.
Yeah.
But what we're trying to build is help raise everyone up. And we're trying to provide a scenario where you don't have to worry about your competition. What we're providing is free to everyone. It's accessible. And we're hoping that you get actionable items to take home to apply. And in some situations also, it's trying to help this younger generation, the students, who they don't really know what it's like to be a marketer in practice.
Yeah, yeah. Now, for mentorship opportunities, what do the mentorship opportunities look like for AMA? Whether it's, you know, a younger person that's getting involved, or even a older person that is making this transition, what does the mentorship opportunities look like?
So right now, that's in our strategic plan to develop in a few years. Have a mentor-mentee program.
Yeah.
Right now, it's just more of an informal opportunity through networking events. We hosted 14 events last year to try and bring people together. Had over 500 attendees.
Wow.
And some of the networking parts were also helping support the local nonprofits through marketing consultations with our group. And so in those environments, you got to share ideas, hear what other people are doing, and then you could always follow up with them later on and say, that was really interesting. I'd love to learn more about that. Would you mind having a cup of coffee with me?
Helping nonprofits market. I'll tell you this. You all are doing the Lord's work because that is a challenge for a lot of nonprofits. How does the AMA support marketers adapting to this new technological landscape? Like, we know that AI has now become like this big thing, you know. So how do you all make sure that your fellow marketers are educated in this realm and can use it correctly?
AI is so fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
With everything going on. And we're trying to make sure that that's available at the conference. We're going to have a specific session on that. It's really through the trainings that we offer. So we do trainings. Some are webinars. Some are through national. Some are more local, in which we can bring these topics to people so they can ask their questions and try to engage in meaningful conversation.
And how have you seen AI affect your industry, whether positive or negative? How have you seen AI cause a shift?
So AI, I think it's fascinating how some people are responding and others aren't. And you have to be very careful when using AI because, for example, ChatGPT, you know, whatever you put in there then becomes public information.
Yeah.
And so some companies were using ChatGPT and got in trouble because they put in proprietary information about their organization.
Oh, wow.
And it got leaked.
Mm.
So for us, we don't really use the AI. We have a lot of client-sensitive information for Lang and Finance Group, that is. And I'll use it for some marketing things such as meta descriptions, which are the descriptions that people see underneath the search results of a company's URL. I'll help it come up with ideas for different blog topics or that stuff. That stuff's great.
Mm-hmm.
But Google's algorithm, which they just released one in March, keeps changing its response to AI and how it ranks. And so what we're noticing is that those who that are constantly relying on AI to write those blogs that don't have a human touch, it is trying to manipulate the Google's algorithm in such a way that the company ranks, and it's you're using Google's program to try and write stuff. Google knows what you're doing.
Right.
And so in March, after the update came out, a lot of companies plummeted from the rankings that were focused on AI. And it's AI to me it's a great tool, but that's what it is. It's a tool.
Yeah.
You need to know how to use it, not rely on it.
Right, right. It's not the end all be all, so to speak. So Looking forward, you all have the marketing conference August 8th. Is there anything else coming up that folks should keep their eye on, mark their calendar with? Any important dates, any networking opportunities? What's coming up next?
Absolutely. So we do have a few things coming up. April 9th, we have a discussion about work-life balance at Messiah University. We're doing a marketing meetup, at Blue Sky Tavern in Goldsboro, May 16th. We're doing our nonprofit roundtable on May 22nd at Downtown Mechanicsburg Partnership. And then June 4th, we're having an event at the Senators. And then the later half of the year is going to be more focused on hitting more of the spaces in the York-Lancaster area, making sure that we get out to their regions too.
Oh, so then you all really are making this a central Pennsylvania type thing. It's not something that is, you know, located just in Harrisburg and it's like, oh, we're central Pennsylvania. It's like you all are actually going out to the different cities and towns in central Pennsylvania. Was that intentional?
Absolutely. I mean, being in Harrisburg, you know, nobody wants to cross the river. So the fact that we have such trouble trying to get people to just go back and forth the river, we know that we need to get out to where the people are,
yeah.
which is all over central PA. And we truly want to be involved with these different areas. Mm. So we've hosted events at the Manufacturer Association in York. We've hosted an event at Cargus Systems in Lancaster.
Hey, yeah.
At the Pet Pantry there, too. And so we're really trying to get involved. We're always looking for people who want to host us and help sponsor events always. So if anyone's interested in that, please reach out to us because we want to make sure that we're getting in front of the people mm. where they are and not forcing them to meet us where we want to be.
Yeah, that's actually what I was going to ask next is membership. My wife, she's a huge fan of this show. I don't know why, but that's just a joke, America. But for folks like her, you know, that are new to the area, how can they learn more? How could they possibly join the ranks and start attending these network events?
I love how you have the disclosure of this is a joke, America. I feel like I should have done that when I said this, the text messages from on that. If you're listening, that was a joke.
Devin, thank you for coming on the Spark today and giving us all this great information on the AMA. Again, that was Devin Langan, who is the president of the American Marketing Association of Central Pennsylvania. Devin, thank you for coming on the Spark.
Thank you for having me and hope to see people at our events soon.